In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Who are you? Where do you come from? Who's your father? Where is he? Are you the one promised of old? Are you the one come into the world for the life of the world? Are you the light that shines in the darkness? Are you the light of life or not? Do we look for another? Will you stay in heaven or will you come back to us? Are you not only the Lamb of God who takes and not just took away the sins of the world? We have sins, as many as those people then, and we need them taken away. Are you the Lamb who takes away sins? Have you forgotten about us? Do you know how sad we are, how lonely, how afraid? Do you know our hearts are broken and our families are in distress? Do you know about depression, abortion, about suicide bombs and terrorist attacks? Do you know about cancer, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's? Do you know about addiction and betrayal and neglect? We are hurting inside and out. And where are you? We did not see, but we have heard that the blind once were made to see, the lame to walk. We didn't see, but we heard that the dead were raised. And so too have we heard your gospel. Though we are poor, not much noticed in this city, this state, or country, though we are not important or powerful or famous, your gospel has been preached to us, and we have heard what others have saw. We have heard the good news of your coming in the flesh, of angelic choirs singing to shepherds, of wise men coming from the east. We have heard of Herod's wicked jealousy, of a nighttime flight to Egypt, of a detour back to Nazareth. We have heard that you were baptized by John. We have heard the heavens were opened and the Spirit descended upon you. We have heard, we are listening, and we are watching. Are you still the one who come into the world for the life of the world? Are you the light that shines in the darkness? Are you the light of life or not? We have heard how you endured temptations, how the crowds followed you while you taught. We've heard of those you loved, of John and James and Peter, of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Do you love us also? Do you weep when we die? We have heard you were betrayed by a friend, a man whom you loved. Perhaps he was a zealot, overeager for the end, pushing you to do what you came to do. Did he lose his faith because you did not move fast enough? Did his remorse, his feeble attempt to give the money back, make you weep as you wept for Jerusalem? Are you the one come into the world for the life of the world? And like Judas, we have waited. When will you show your hand? When will you take up your power and reign? We are besought with temptations and doubt, and that is a very dangerous place for faith. What will keep us from Judas's fate? When will we be free? We have heard how the centurion sank his killing spear into your side to make sure that you were dead. We have heard that blood and water came out, that your life poured on him, and that he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Are you still the Son of God? We have heard the temple veil was torn, the dead of Jerusalem sprung up alive. When you came into the flesh, you came to them, and your coming in the flesh came to an end with your death. Will you come now to us once again? For we have heard the tomb was empty, but for the burial clothes 3 days after. We have heard of unused myrrh and women full of fear. We have heard that you were thought a gardener, and that you opened your eyes in Emmaus at the breaking of bread. We have heard how you breathed the Spirit out into the apostles and bestowed peace on them. We have heard that you gave them the keys to heaven and sent them to open it for us. to preach and to baptize, to make disciples of all nations. We have heard by their preaching and their writing what others saw. We have been absolved at their hands, had the keys applied to us, and heard your voice in them. And now we ask, are you the one come into the world for the life of the world? Are you the light that shines in darkness? Are you the light of life? Will you come to us also? Will you open our eyes, give motion to our lame limbs, put words of praise into our mouth, and cleanse us of all our sins? Will you bestow the peace that passes all understanding? Will you make us friends of God again? Will you preach to us, poor sinners, good news of righteousness? Will you make us yours and remember promises made to to Abraham for our good? Will you give us faith, see us through? Teach us to wait and hope and pray and lift up our heads as the end draws near. Will you be our Lord? Are you the one sent by the Father still? Are you coming back for us as you came for them? Yes, you are. Though we are weak, though we are frustrated and unsure and full of doubt, though we are dying and afflicted, by your grace we believe that you are. You have come in your word. You come in the sacraments. You come to and for us. You take away our sins. You make us yours. There is much that we don't know and much we don't understand, but we are yours. We have heard your voice. It has spoken us clean. We are washed in your blood. We are joined to you in the Lord's Supper. Give us patience, Lord. Give us faith, and despite our fears, despite the feebleness of our faith, you are our light and our life in the darkness of this world. In Jesus' name.